Shortly before Christmas, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued several pardons. One pardon was granted to a Michigan woman who spent 20 years as a victim of human trafficking. Leslie King tried numerous times to have her record expunged of crimes she says she was forced to commit while being trafficked, but to no avail. Now King tells WDET's Quinn Klinefelter her story stands as both a warning and a sign of hope for other victims. One note, this conversation may not be suitable for younger listeners.
I was a 15-year-old runaway, and one day I was walking down the street crying. I can't remember what I was crying about, but I was crying. A gentleman pulled up and asked me why I was crying and was telling me that he wanted to take me out to lunch. It was too dangerous for me to be out there. So I got in. I didn't feel afraid or anything. There was no warning signs. There was nothing. I felt okay. I got in, and we went to eat. And by me being a runaway, you know, it was everybody's fault. So I'm just telling him everything. And every day he would come and pick me up, and he would take me out to the movies. He bought me clothes. He took me to bars, and, you know, he introduced me as his girlfriend. And he started telling me, you know, no one would ever hurt me again, and that he don't know what was wrong with my mom and my dad for allowing these things to happen to me. Had he been around, it wouldn't happen. And he gained my trust. So one day after the bar closed, we went to one of his friend's house like we normally do. But this time when I came to, his friend was on top of me, having sex with me. I'm looking for this person that, you know, said he loved me and no one would ever hurt me again. And he looking at me, you know, like the devil himself, and just told me I better get his money. When the act was over, he grabbed me by my hair, threw me in a car, and I was told that if I run, if I tell the police or anyone else, that he would kill my mom, my son, my brother, and my sister, and they would cut my body up and bury me all over the state of Michigan. No one will ever find me. I was only 15, but I've been sold across the United States.
It's so horrendous to hear that, you know, even just to hear the words, I've been sold, let alone all this stuff that happened. When you're stuck in that situation, you also had to wind up committing some crimes as well, correct?
Correct. Oh, God, yes, excuse me. He set a certain amount that we had to make a night. And if we didn't make that, we would either have to go out to the stores and steal and go to the bars and sell them to make the money up. If not, we would get beaten. So at that time, I would rather go to jail than get beat. So I did what I was told to do. A lot of my crimes were CCW, and I had some assaults. I was made to carry either the gun while he drove, or if we was in a bar or wherever we were, if he had drugs, I would have to carry those too. My assault cases, I remember being beat up and choked by a John, and I fought and got away. But when I fought and got away, he went and told the police. I wasn't going to go tell the police. You know, we don't go and talk to police. The police found me. They seen me all bruised up. They seen the mark around my neck, but they took me to jail.
How did you get out of the whole situation then? I mean, was that it, that you wound up having to get jailed from it? How did that work?
I was in trafficking for over 20 years. I didn't know what else to do. All I wanted to do was go to sleep, never wake up, and the pain would stop. So I tried to commit suicide. I remember my heart just slowing down. I remember it so well. With the last breath I had, I just screamed. And I'm just like, if there's a God in heaven, man, help me. Right then and there, it's like, it's hard for me to describe, but I felt like the hug that I never received as a child, I felt that. I felt that. And I called my mom. They thought I was dead. My mom came and got me, took me to her house. I was able to bathe, eat, and sleep. And when I woke up, I put myself into detox. Then I put myself into Rose Haven, which was run by the Dominican nuns. Excuse me. I stayed in that program over a year, graduated, and became the first ever resident to become staff. I really started fighting internally. I had to work on all the issues that I had, because if I didn't work on those issues, they were going to work on me.
I got to say how courageous you are to be able to come out publicly and talk about these kind of things, you know? When you talk about the crimes and stuff, You did whatever time you had to do for that, right? You paid your debts to society. So why was it necessary to get a pardon from the governor?
Well, we tried getting expungements, but because of the severity of my record, I wasn't eligible for an expungement. So the Joseph Project and also Matt Lindlane from Warner, Norcross, and Judd, they suggested, let's try a pardon. We've tried everything else. I was in college, and I was going for social work, but they told me that I couldn't get licensed due to the fact of my, you know, my criminal background history. And that kind of just dampened everything in me. I mean, for over 20 years, I've been assisting women. I've been speaking out against trafficking, getting my life together, and that was just one thing right there that I just could not get rid of.
But you have, though, turned this into like some really super positive things, right? I mean, you're on the board of the Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force. You founded a home for sex trafficking survivors.
Correct. I got hired by the Grand Rapids Police Department to do street outreach, going out, working with the same women. We had the same pimp and the same women I got hired with. So I went out there advocating for these women. And then it was like, there's no place for them to go. So I founded Sacred Beginnings, a home for women trying to leave the lifestyle of substance abuse and prostitution. We have two homes now, and I just opened up a home-based drop-in center last year.
You know, you've been through so much, and now you have this pardon. When you would tell people, either in the homes or anywhere else, I mean, what would you like them to take away from what you've been through?
If it can happen for me, it can happen for you. Keep going. When you see women or men selling themselves, you know, it's always cause and effect. You see the effect, but no one takes time to find out the cause. I wish more people would take time and listen to the victims, not re-victimize them, but actually reach out and help them.